98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
And we're back again. Good morning. It is Thursday morning, the 14th of January, 2021. How are you this morning? This is Adrian Kennedy. Between now and midday today, this is 98 FM's Dublin Talks. And we have, as always, and I know I always say this, but we've so much stuff to try and squeeze in, including a follow-on from a conversation that we were having on the programme yesterday. And I did promise to carry over the conversation because we got such a huge reaction to it. We heard from a listener who was considering throwing her son out of the house. He's 17, in a couple of weeks he'll be 18. She caught him stealing a very expensive camera, which she admitted to selling to buy drugs. And we got some great advice for her yesterday. However, we could see from your reaction that there was a much bigger conversation to be had. A lot of people got in touch with their own stories of drug abuse within their families and how they dealt with it. We got many calls that we decided to come back to the topic today. So let's have a listen to the mail. If you weren't listening to the program, I'll just remind you about the mail that we got. I can't believe I'm typing this, but here goes. Myself and my husband are considering kicking my 17-year-old son out in a few months when he turns 18 over a serious incident which has shocked both of us. My son stole from us to buy drugs. Anyway, the bottom line is he basically robbed a top-of-the-range camera, flogged it to buy drugs. Anyway, so far we've told my son to stay in his room but haven't decided on the appropriate course of action. Should we take away his privileges or go down the route of calling the Gardaí? My husband is thinking of throwing him out and letting him stay with friends. We had no idea he was even using the drug, as we are very anti-drugs. What would you do? A number of calls yesterday saying yes. Let him stand on his own 2 feet, throw him out on the street, and he'll come crawling back because he'll have learnt his lesson. And as I said, we got an awful lot of messages that I want to bring to you. This is Katie.
Hi, Adrian. I think that this boy obviously needs help. I think by throwing him out, you're kind of lowering his self-esteem, that his parents maybe don't love him or want to help him, and that might enable his drug using. So I think maybe a warning first, that that's the next step that's going to happen if he does something like that again. But to throw him out at the first sign of something like that, I think that that's a bit brutal.
All right, and another message from Shane.
Morning, lads. Shane here in Kildare. Yeah, he's still a young lad. I'd sit him down, have a good chat with him, tell him he's getting one chance, go find him help. If he goes again, then there's no point. Keep trying with him. Let him go out and find his own feet then.
All right, Shane. Basically, the question is tough love the answer here? Throw him out on the street, let him fend for himself when he's 18, and he'll soon cop on to himself. Or will the opposite happen? Throwing him out on the street could push him towards even harder drugs, and before you know it, he's strung out on heroin. I'd love to hear from you if you've ever had to deal with this in your household. What is the way to deal with it? Dylan, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you believe that he should be kept in the house.
I think in this situation, how are they going to monitor if he's getting better with the situation? So for everything that he's done, he's stolen, there needs to be a consequence for that. For the taking a drug, there needs to be a consequence for that. Also, give him a whole bunch of research that he can look at into people who started drugs early. You know, Dublin has lots of facilities that can offer that information. If he's going to be sat in his room, let him start reading that information. You know, he's obviously not fiscally strong if he's having to steal. So what about his
future? What do you mean he's obviously not physically strong?
Fiscally strong if he's having to steal.
Oh, sorry, fiscally. Financially strong. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
financially
yes, yes.
strong
yeah.
if he's stealing. So maybe give him some information around that. Because it almost seems to me, if they're just going to kick him out at his 18, he's not ready to go out into the world and fend for himself.
Mm.
So maybe support him. By supporting him, that's the tough love that you're giving him to go, you know, for your actions, there's consequences. There's a story, I'm from Belize originally, there's a story where a mother, her son stole, and what she did when he stole was she took him to the jailhouse and showed him what the jailhouse looked like. Because that's what happens to people who steal. That was her way of doing it, but it was a supportive aspect. Didn't kick them out of the house, but showed how you can support people, how you can support someone in a situation like that, because he obviously doesn't, he's not ready to be kicked out of the house. So you're just making it worse, I think, in that
okay,
aspect.
So throwing him out is not the answer. Now, this, his mom and dad describe in the message to us how they are very anti-drugs, and obviously they don't want somebody in their home who is doing drugs. Simple as.
And that's understandable, but he's not ready. He's not ready. He's doing, they need to get to the source of it. They talked about having a family meeting where he owned up about it. Maybe it's about you having regular family meetings with him to find out what's going on with him. To find out, is it peer pressure, which is something that we know about? Is it another situation? Is he upset about something? What's going on in his life? If they're able to have those types of conversations, have the discussion with him, you know, and have that regularly, not just when something happens, to find out what's going on. It could be, you know, get him the information that's out there, make sure that they can monitor it, because you've invested 17 years in this person. Are you just going to let them go now knowing that they're not quite ready, right? They have a real opportunity here to really
should they make a threat? Should they threaten him if he doesn't stop taking drugs, he's gone?
And that's exactly it, Adrian. That's exactly it. So they need to, I think it needs to be laid out to him clearly. There's actions and consequences of what you've done. Because you've done this, we're not going to, these are the outcomes. And these are the possible outcomes if this behavior continues.
Throwing him out on the street is going to be counterproductive, basically. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Nolene.
Hi, Adrian. Usually when a kid takes drugs, and like, he is a kid, he's 17. They haven't, especially fellas. I think fellas don't mature. Anyway, usually when a child or a kid or even a young teenager or an elderly teenager takes drugs, there's usually another reason why. And the other reason why is usually because self-confidence, it's to fit in usually, or there's something wrong at home. So it's a family problem. Without a doubt, it's a family problem. Don't throw the fella out. That's throwing him to the wolves.
And a lot of people think that. Dave, you have a friend who went through this.
Yeah.
Oh, are you there, Dave? Sorry, Dave. Your mobile is in bits.
Can you hear me?
Just about. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, my... this is best. Pretty similar story. First caught her smoke weed, kicked her out. The only place she could go was with the crowd she was after falling in with. Next thing you know, she was more or less held captive for about 6 months.
Right.
Family didn't know where she was. She couldn't contact anybody. She couldn't ring anybody. And she ended up taking nearly every drug under the sun at your man's direction.
Right.
So, no, I know that's the extreme. But it can happen, though.
Okay, but if they issue this young fella with a threat, if you don't stop taking drugs, you're gone. You're out of here. We don't want you in this house.
Yeah, no, obviously. You know, like we all do as parents when your kids do something. You put the fear of God into them. You put the shits up them and say, look, you know, you're after making a mistake. There are consequences to your mistakes. I mean, to be fair to him, he did admit to stealing the camera. He could have just kept his mouth shut and said nothing. Do you know? And I'd say, like, I mean, maybe the fact that his parents are so staunchly anti-drug probably made it hard for him to be able to talk to him about it, because maybe he's worried that they will kick him out of the house.
Yeah, it depends on where you sit on the whole drug thing, because I got a message. I got a message from somebody else a moment ago saying, "Oh my God, he's only smoking a few joints. No big deal. Leave him out."
Well, at the same time, like, I mean, if my young fella's 17, if I catch him smoking weed, I'll kill him. You know what I mean? Because he's 17. He's a child. Like, your brain doesn't fully stop developing until you're, you know, nearly in your mid-20s. Like, so, it's obvious. And look, I mean, the best of a bad situation is at least it's weed. You know, he could say, I owe somebody, like, 600 quid for coke or for heroin or something. Do you know? Like, they're the kind of lads that are going to be coming knocking at your front door, breaking your fingers for it. Do you know? But then again, like, if he stole, like, how much are one of them cameras be worth? About maybe, what, 400 or 500 euros?
I should imagine, yeah.
In around, like, 400 or 500 euros for weed. That's a lot of weed, like. Do you know? So is he after running this bill up over time, and he just got desperate and stole it because he couldn't, you know, come to his parents? You know, maybe the parents need to just relax the attitude on drugs and realize, of all the drugs he's doing, it's not really the worst. He shouldn't be doing it. I would 100% agree, but at the same time, I'd rather my young fella coming home saying, look, I owe somebody a few pounds for a bag of grass, rather than I owe me a few pounds for a bag of gear. Do you know?
Yeah, and I know it is the least worrying of all of the drugs. It's still a drug. They're very anti-drugs.
It's still a drug, and you don't want your kids doing drugs. Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that. Like, nobody wants to see their kids doing drugs. Nobody wants to see their kids start smoking. Do you know? But at the end of the day, it could be a hell of a lot worse. No, he could have some fella knocking at their front door saying, your young fella owes me money for cocaine, and if I don't get it, I'm going to put in your windows. So I know people personally who their parents have had to hand out like over €1,000 because little Johnny Gobshite decided to go off parking for a few weekends and getting bag after bag after bag of stuff off people. You know, and it does happen very easily. You can land yourself in trouble quicker.
Okay,
than you
so you obviously believe as well that to throw the young fella out is literally going to...
It's OTT. It is. It really is OTT. Like, you know, sit down and have a conversation with him first. Fine. You don't like drugs. Grand. But at the same time, it is weed, so it's not the worst in the world. Just, you know, ask, why are you doing it? Are you doing it because your friends are doing it? Are you doing it because you think you're cool? You're only 17. At least wait until you're a bit older.
Okay, so if he doesn't stop, should he be threatened with being thrown out of the house?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, if you know, at the same time, we could just say, well, look, when you're 18, if you're not going to, you know, abide by our rules legally, you're an adult, you know, get out and do it yourself. But the same thing with the parents is, like, is he actually capable of taking care of himself outside the home? Do you know, like, if they kick him out, is he actually going to be able to look after himself and have somewhere to live and be able to live a productive life? Or are they going to be walking down Grafton Street someday and see him sitting on the ground with a paper cup in his hand?
I know, and that is obviously the
and that can happen
fear,
because if he's not mature enough to look after himself, he's going to end up going down a very bad road. Like,
but if he,
my missus, friend,
this fella must have a bit of an issue with drugs if he's robbing a top of the range camera and flogging it in order to buy the drugs. He must be
But again, like I said, if you owe €400 or €500 for weed, that's a lot of weed. That is a hell of a lot of cannabis. Like, you know,
that's the point. So if he is not prepared to give it up, if he continues to take it, surely the parents don't have to put up with that.
No, they don't have to put up with it. Like, you know, but I mean, at the same time, you also can't just kick your child out on the street, you know, without a means of looking after themselves. Like, I don't know, like, did she say, is he working or is he going to college?
She doesn't say that, no, so I don't know the answer to that.
You don't really know. I mean, you know, maybe if he isn't working, get him to get a job. If he's not in college, get him to do a course. You know, engage with him first and just say, you're 17, you literally have the world at your feet. You know, you can go and do anything for yourself. Do you really want to just stay smoking pot with your mates and end up being a burnout in your 30s? Because I've seen that happen to people as well. You know, they had every chance in life and decided to throw it all away because sitting around smoking pot with the boys is great crack.
All right, stay there for one second, Dave. Let me bring in some more of your messages. And like I said, we carried this conversation over because there was such a huge reaction to it and we didn't have enough time to continue it. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Bill.
He doesn't need to steal at all, Adrian. He needs to get a job if he wants to support his cannabis habit, which I've got no problem with a cannabis habit, but support it yourself. Go out there, get a job and get his life together and, you know, eventually then, you know, save up, get your apartment, sit there and smoke weed all day if you want, but don't be stealing from your man, Dad. And it's not, he doesn't need to steal. It's a load of, I won't say, but anyways.
Yeah, all right, Stephen.
Stephen here, Adrian. It is people, if I really like. The older smoke, probably smoking a bit of cannabis. I've smoked cannabis since I'm 15. I know you just went out and got a job. Never had to steal nothing, never had to do nothing. Never put my man, Dad in trouble or nothing about it. But all I have to do is sit the uncle down, have a chat with him, tell him what's what. And mate, if he wants to smoke cannabis and they have a problem with it, then they just have to kick him out. But kicking him out is going down the bad route. If they kick him out, it's going to be no use. It's just going to get worse and worse for him. They should just tell him to get out, get a job, and if you want to smoke cannabis, don't smoke it in their house. That's what I did with my man, Dad. I never smoked green in the gaff.
All right. This is a WhatsApp voice note sent to 0877 98 98 98 from Debbie.
Hi, Adrian. Debbie here. I can't actually come on online and talk on the radio, but there is a chance that he's actually doing more than cannabis. I have three young adults in the house, and they inform me of what's going on in Dublin at the moment. Cocaine is the old drug that they're using, ketamine. They're smoking cannabis to come down off everything. There is a possibility that he hasn't told the whole truth. But if it was me, I certainly wouldn't throw him out. It's not going to help the problem. The parents need to go to a professional organisation to get the support they need and how to deal with it. As for the parents, I wouldn't be embarrassed. It's so common now. It's scary. We've an epidemic of drug use among young people in Dublin, and it's seen as the norm.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Debbie. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. This is from Darren.
Giving out to him, kicking him out of the house, all of these things won't address the problem. Unfortunately, that child chose drugs as the solution to his problem, but drugs in themselves aren't the problem. There's obviously some reason why he feels the need to take drugs, and the parents need to explore that. Find out why is it that he wants to take drugs. There's obviously some reason there, and that's the thing that needs to be addressed, and that's the thing they need to work on. I'd suggest counselling, therapy and things like this, rather than the aggressive approach. There's obviously an underlying motivating factor for drugs.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. I got this message, and I'm trying to get this person on the phone. I've been in a situation with my son when he was 21. He was smoking marijuana and grass and smoking marijuana and grass. It got to the stage that he was smoking in the house. I have a younger child, so I didn't want it in my house. Audrey, that's your message I'm reading out there.
Yeah.
What did you do?
It probably was going on from like that. He was about 70 years of age.
Exactly like this young fella?
Yeah, basically. He never stole or anything like that. He was always actually, you know, from he was able to work, he worked. And he's now in college. He's in his fourth year doing pharmaceutical science, so a very intelligent child. So, yeah, basically it just was ongoing. And from, you know, it was just a battle all the time. And then my husband is not his father.
And does that make things worse?
Yeah, because he felt that he was being hard on him because he wasn't his dad. His dad didn't, you know, his dad was basically, you know, had, you know, alcohol, was an alcoholic. So anytime I would look for his help, he would basically throw money at my son. So we basically, you know, tried to deal with it ongoing, and then, you know, when he turned 21, you know, just that basic situation that happened that I tried to speak to him, he just continuously roared at me. And then I just went up to his room and I just said to his girlfriend, look, you need to go home. I'm not being spoken to like this in front of anybody. Mm-hmm. And then it basically escalated that I was grabbed a hold of, shoved over. To his door, I was then caught in the door, and my younger son was downstairs, so to say, devastation. And I then basically just said to him, you need to leave.
And did he?
So, he did, yeah, but he kept coming down trying to tell me that my husband was making me do this, and which wasn't the case at all. At that stage, my husband had wanted me to, you know, told me he was never going to take responsibility until I, you know, asked him to leave when he stood in his own 2 feet, all that kind of stuff. But in that day, it was nothing to do with my husband.
Okay, so the ultimate decision was yours.
Yeah, it was. But it was, you know, the next day, basically, I rang him and said, hopefully you've calmed down, and when you're ready to talk, I'm here. And that went on for a year. He wouldn't speak to me. It was all my fault. I was... basically, to me, they don't take responsibility. So it's very hard to deal with somebody that's, you know, using whatever it happens to be. Now, in his case, it's grass, which is, to me nowadays, it's highly potent. It's a totally different thing to what you know, I think was on the street years ago. I've never smoked. I've never taken anything. The smell of it makes me sick.
Let me ask you then, that was 3 years ago, is it?
Yeah.
And you threw him out, basically, because you just couldn't...
Well, that's what he would say, yeah.
Okay. Well, he left, regardless. But your whole thing is that you've now no relationship with your son, and
no.
That's obviously your worry for these parents, considering throwing their son out, that... Ultimately, you could destroy your relationship. And as a matter of interest, has he gotten his act together? Is he...
Well, what happened after that was basically his father put him up in an apartment, which to me didn't make him take responsibility for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, which then escalated into... he's in college. He's in his fourth year of... pharmaceutical science.
So what I'm hearing is he has kind of gotten his act together, but the end result is you now have no relationship with your own son.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your worry, and
like
that's
he still uses. I know he still uses. He is doing really well in the respect of that. But I have no relationship. So
that's awful. Okay, so that's the warning.
I wouldn't recommend anybody.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Child out. No,
that's the warning to those parents who sent us the message in the first place. Think very long and hard about what the end result could be. All right. Well, look, I wish you well, Audrey, and hopefully in time. You will start redeveloping a relationship with them.
I still have hope.
Okay.
But no.
All right. Best of luck,
okay,
Audrey. Thanks very much indeed. Quick break and a couple more messages just after the break. This is 98 FM. And you're very welcome back. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Andy.
I had a similar problem with a family member who stole plenty of items from myself, my mother, to buy weed, pay for his habit. I had people coming to the door collecting the money that he owed them. I had to pay them off. My mother had to pay them off. I was threatened with a bullet in the head if I didn't hand over the money that was owed. And people think this is okay because, it's just weed. It's a bit of weed. It's still an illegal drug. Drugs are drugs and they're illegal. In my opinion, get rid of him. Throw him out. Let him stand on his own 2 feet. And if he wants to support his habit, quote unquote, let him get a job and pay for himself and support himself. You know, it's not always to do with an issue being a family problem or a deeper lying issue. It's just people think it's cool. It's a bit of weird. All my mates do it. It's not on. Drugs are illegal. End of story.
All right, Andy. Thank you. Sean, you went through something similar with two family members.
No, this was horrendous. This wasn't just going through something.
Okay, go on, explain.
I racked up 28 charges. One of them racked up 28 charges for theft, to see the habit, while they were living at home, stealing from the family, jewellery, Christmas presents, everything going missing. It's an horrendous... This is another epidemic.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's an epidemic that's been going on, and a pandemic that's been going on well before this one. And it's not changing, but there is people out there as well that are also, people have many terms as well, but alcohol is just as big a problem. And some of them are functioning drug users. They have jobs, they smoke weed, they do whatever. But the end point came was when they were, but the whole point that's sticking on point with this is that where and when does your child turn 18 years old, because they're then technically legal adults and they can stand on their own 2 feet, do they no longer then become your problem?
Let me ask you then, stuff was being robbed in the house left, right and centre. Were they thrown out?
No, because my parents said, no matter what, it's your child. It doesn't. My mother said, if some of my children murdered somebody, I'd still go and visit them in prison. Because at the end of the day, they're still your child, or your responsibility till the day that you die or the day that they die. And even still, their responsibility to go and stand and talk to them at that grave, my mother would say.
And do you agree with that attitude?
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Okay.
I do because your child is your child. You brought them into this world. The responsibility, yes, I do believe that there is certain people that don't have the strength or the willpower. And there is people where go, I just can't do it anymore. Mm. And nor are they wrong for it. But for an 18-year-old to do it once, to go out of the house, good luck, see you, bye, thanks, cheers.
Okay, that's an overreaction in your opinion.
Oh, yeah, come on, guys.
He's their son, their responsibility to get him off the drugs or to encourage him to get off the drugs.
It's their responsibility to put in a reasonable amount of effort.
Before
it comes to the point of going, we've done everything we can in our power, and we have put in the effort. Instead of, like one of your callers said there yesterday, and I know it's only a TV show, there's a good one that's come on Netflix there, Baptiste, which is that the father threw the daughter out of the house, and she was screaming outside the door to let her in, but she died in a Dutch squat, overdosing on heroin.
Mm.
Is to the where the point then they're standing over a box in 4 years' time going, did we really do enough?
Okay, so again, you would urge them to think long and hard before they go to that route of throwing him out of the house.
Well, think, do you want to stand over a box in 4 or 5 years' time if it goes to that? And it may never go to that.
Yeah.
But if you do, one.
But it could be the short, sharp shock that he needs to get him to cop onto himself.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be. Or it could be throwing the lamb to the wolves.
Okay, Sean, thanks very much indeed. Let's just squeeze in two more voice notes. Here's the first one.
Having lived with a junkie in our family, I can tell you now, nobody wants them living with them. We had that experience. It's not fun. So get him help. Give him one opportunity to get him some help. If he doesn't want it, kick him out. Good luck. Tough luck.
All right. And finally, Linda.
I think that man that was on there is totally wrong. It doesn't mean there's a problem, and that's why he's taking drugs. He got in with a crowd. They were doing it. He wants to be the same. And now he's hooked. And that's the end of it. Like, he's just got hooked on drugs now. And there's no way of getting out of it. It's addictive. What he's doing, he has an addiction now. So there's where he needs the help. He needs professional help. But that's only if he wants the help. He might not want the help.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Linda. And thank you all of you for your messages. Overall, to the lady who sent me the message in the first place over last weekend, the message is don't throw him out before you do everything in your power to help him and to get him off the drugs. If he doesn't respond to that sort of offer of help, then maybe think more about throwing him out. Very difficult one, and one that so many parents have to put up with. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls. That was a continuation of yesterday's conversation. This is 98 FM.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.